You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, your host, and we are coming to you live from LA Talk Radio Station in Studio City, California, the Valley. And we are on every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. And if you are on your computer right now, we hope that you are looking at all of the guests that were on our show previously, because we've got some great guests with wonderful information. And if you don't know anything about our show, we are an informative entertainment show. So that means that it's our goal to provide you with resource information and tricks of the trade that you'll need in order to pursue a career in the entertainment business. And our guest, hopefully, our guests will inspire you and motivate you and encourage you. And we bring people on that actually are making their dream a reality or pursuing their dream to become a reality. So you're going to get information from people who are actually in the business. We have top industry professionals. I have Emmy Award winners on, Clio Award winners, Silver Mike winners, you name it. We got a whole variety on the show. So there's something for everyone. And if you're on the computer right now listening to us, we encourage you to call in. Any questions that you have of our guests, you can call in between 5:15 and 5:30, and the number is 323-203-0815, and we take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a secretary, receptionist, or intern. You get us directly. So, and also, if you liked our show and you found that it was helpful in some way, we would love for you to write about it on the forum. You just go, there's a little link right at the top of the website, and it says forum, and you click on it and then send us an email and let us know how you like the show. I'm sure you're going to like it. There's got to be one show that you like. So listen to all of them and then let me know which show you like. I just want to, before we go into our guest today, I just want to bring up a wonderful function that happened on Saturday, November the 8th. Unfortunately, I had forgotten to bring this paper because I was rushing, and I wanted to bring it up anyway. It was Skateland's Winter Funland, and they have this in Flint, Michigan. And this is a wonderful annual charity event benefiting Toys for Tots, the Salvation Army, Coats for Kids, and the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan. And this happens every year. This year, it was Saturday, November the 8th. And it's free admission if you bring an item, usually non-perishable food items or a children's coat. And they have a whole bunch of things. So even though you missed it this year or may have missed it next year, look out for that. And if you want any information about it, you can still give actually donations for this organization. You want to call Andy Suskey or Eric Thomas. And Andy Suskey's email is asuskijr@suskiusa.com or Eric Thomas at ethomas1977@yahoo.com. And you can also check it out. The website is skatelandarena.com. Skatelandarena.com. And so that was for Eric Thomas. So I got your little ad out, and hopefully next year I'll get it on time. Now, a lot of people, I want to tell you, if anybody needs headshots, one of my advertisers is having a special. She's a celebrity photographer. She's done just about everybody in the business. God, there are so many people I can't remember. Albert, who are some of the people? David Hasselhoff. Well, let's see. I got a list here. Let's see. Lou Gossett Jr., David Hasselhoff, Peter Falk, Ellen DeGeneres, Michael Madsen, Aaron Spelling, Hilary Duff, Amanda Bynes, blah, blah, blah. She does everybody in the business. And she is running a special on headshots. So she does digital or film. But the special is if you call her during the week, you can get your headshots for you. Ready? $150. That is such a huge discount from what she normally charges. So I would definitely give her a call. Her name is Carrie Cavalier. And I use her exclusively. She's just a great photographer. And that's Cavalier Photography, Com, C-A-V-A-L-I-E-R photography.com. So give her a call and get that deal, because that deal is, I think that sounds good, actually, Albert. Doesn't that sound like a good deal?
Yeah,
he's saying yes.
Myself.
I think, why don't you pull the microphone so you can actually talk in it? And yeah, he's been wanting to get headshots for years. Now I actually have no excuse to not get them because they're so cheap. Now, today we went another route today. Instead of doing individual guests, we have a whole little group here. And we have a group from In the Moment Acting Studio. And In the Moment Acting Studio, I'm going to give you the website address so you can check it out right now. It's itmactingstudio.net. And the founder and owner is a wonderful gentleman named Tony, and I pray I get the Tommy.
It's okay.
Ibarra. I got that right, right?
Yes,
why do I want to call you Tony? You look like a Tony.
You know, they do that a lot. They get Tommy and Tony mixed up.
Tony, yeah, but
it's
Tommy.
A little more Italian, the Tony.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's, I think I made you sound like a fashion designer, Tommy Ibarra.
It sounds good, too.
Right. And he is the founder and owner of In the Moment Acting Studio. He's also a talent manager as well as being a teacher. And we also have some of his students in here today. One of them is the lovely Abby Irabor.
Hello.
Yay.
Yay, Abby.
Hey.
And we also have a new gentleman who smiles and smiles. He has the most beautiful little smile. He comes in. I see him. I'm like feeling happy as soon as I see him smile. And his name is Johnny Espinoza.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up? Johnny in the house.
What?
Yeah, I can get down with it. I can.
There you go.
I can get down with it. And today we're going to focus on all about acting, about the studio. Now, let me tell you a little bit about In the Moment Acting Studio. They are located in Ontario. And I don't know where that is because I never know where anything is. But I'm sure people know where this is. And the studio in Ontario. Now, that's really great that there is an acting studio in Ontario, because I do know that it's not L.A. Hollywood. So it's kind of on the outskirts, which is really great because so many actors, I mean, you can be an actor and live in Ontario or Bakersfield or Palm Springs, and you just, they don't, probably do not have a lot of acting studios in those areas. So I think that it's a really great thing for him to have started that studio out there. Now, what they do, the studio was created to help actors in the, that's called the Inland Empire area.
Yes, Inland Empire base.
Inland Empire, and that is, they provide a place for acting students to train and work on their craft, as well as network with other actors, which is really good, because when you live in that area, there may not be too many actors. I don't know, but possibly. And many of their actors have appeared on major commercials and television shows and feature films, and some of them are, I believe, Mario Orozco.
Yes, Mario Orozco.
Orozco. I can never get a name right. And he was recently on a pilot. He got booked for a pilot.
Yes, he booked for a pilot called Choices.
Choices, yeah. And then another one is Paulette Horton. And I understand she just booked a supporting role on a feature film, A Single Man.
Yes, it's called A Single Man, and it's it does star Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore. Yeah, I like her. And then there's another girl, Christina Espinoza, who booked an AT&T print job. Is that you, Christina, over there? Well, he looked at you, and I'm like, no, there's someone in the studio. I don't know her name, but I thought that was her. And we have someone else named Armando Morales, and he booked a Rock the Vote campaign
right before the election.
For an internet commercial. And
it was also on a Mundo 3, which is MTV channel.
Okay.
And internet also.
Okay. And then we have Christopher Alexander, and he was on the Sarah Silverman Show.
Yes, he did Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, and then we got Abby Irabor, who just auditioned for iCarly, and Johnny is out there plugging away with the smile.
Yes, so he is.
He, sooner or later, someone's going to book him for that smile, for sure. He's the cutest little thing. You know, he looks a little bit like Dom DeLuise's youngest son, Michael. I mean, almost identical. You should, well, when Michael was young, I think he's older now, but... So their classes, they teach you how to perform for television, film, commercials, audition skills, cold reading, camera technique. They do commercial workshops, scene study. Am I drunk over here? Script analysis, Q&As with actors, directors, and casting directors. So you guys do everything that they do right here in Hollywood.
Yes.
Out
definitely.
In the Inland Empire. Yes, hot damn. Woo! Woo! Here, I'm coming up to the coolest part, okay, people? Now, you got to listen to this. This is the coolest part, I think. They offer classes for kids, teens, and adults. Now, here it is. Are you ready? Can we get a drum roll? And the cost for In the Moment Acting Studio is $75.
Woo!
Wow. Wow. Now, you're not going to find that in Hollywood,
no,
for
you won't.
Sure.
No, you won't.
I mean, hell no. And the classes are offered on Tuesday, Saturday, and Sunday, which are really great days. One day during the week or in the weekend.
Yes.
Fantastic. As a matter of fact, do I even know any classes that are asked that are on Saturday or Sunday? I don't think so.
No.
No, that's fantastic. And Tommy is proud to announce their new internet radio show. And I love this title. Front Row.
Oh, thank you.
That's
front
a row. Great yeah. title. Yeah. I wish I would have thought of that. What do I mean, Question Reality? Well, actually, Question Reality was a song. My husband is also a musician, and he wrote that song because he hates working Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and he always used to question his reality. He doesn't know if he's at work or at home. Yeah. So it's for people who are working Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and they say, I know I could have been a star. Why? He wanted to be a rock and roll star, and he questioned his reality. I thought, oh, that's a great title. So not as good as Front Row, but it's all right. And what's great about this is that you feature skits, which I thought was a great idea to do. I want to listen to that so I can hear those skits. And you interview actors, directors, producers, and casting directors. And if you want more details, go to their website, ITM. For In the Moment, actingstudio.net,
yes.
not .com,
.net.
Wow. So you are just rocking and rolling with this little studio. Now, I want to hear when you started it. Why did you start it? What was your motivation for starting it? When did you start it? And tell me all about it.
Well, once upon a time. No, I'm kidding. I started the studio out there in Ontario about 4 years ago because I was an actor like in the late 80s, early 90s, and I always had to come out to LA to train, and I've always lived down in the Inland Empire, like Ontario area. So I say, if I ever had any success, I'll do something out there, because there's a lot of actors that actually commute. They live out there, but they come out in LA and do the audition thing and do their parts out here. So I said, hey, I need to do something out here. So I happened to have a little success, and I was able to get that going. And Hollywood has been very... supportive of what we're doing out there. We've had the casting directors come out from Hollywood out there to visit our talent. We've had some major actors that came out and did free Q&As for us and share the love and everything. But we've been at it for like 4 years there, and we've had some good success there. I've been very happy with the success we've had with our talent. It's been beautiful.
So tell me all of the classes. What was the first class you started that you felt that would be the right route to go?
When I was taking classes myself, you mean?
No, when you started In the Moment Acting Studio.
Well, when I started In the Moment Acting Studio, I pretty much combined stuff that I've classes that I've taken here and there, things I liked and I didn't like. And the things I've liked about certain classes that I've taken, I made sure I had that in our program. So that's been very helpful doing that.
And what classes do you have now? What are all the classes that you have?
We go over everything in our classes. We go over everything's very important, because some classes they'll just focus on scene study, developing a character. Some classes will just focus on like commercials only. Mm-hmm. But in our class, we do everything. One day we'll work on commercials. Maybe the following week we may work on scenes. We'll go over the business sometimes and do's and don'ts of the business when you're out there auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's important. We also there at the studio, which I'm proud of, is that we actually put on live performances too. We do monologue showcases for the community. We do plays. I let the actors know that it's all very important. Everything is important what you do, whether it's standing up in front of an audience to auditioning. Because like I tell them, when you're out there auditioning, you get that call back, especially for a television show, maybe a series regular, you're going to perform those scenes in front of the producers, the studio heads. So you have to be comfortable performing for that camera and performing for people.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it all over there. And I also teach them, make your own opportunities. And how you do that is you come together, you do a show for an audience, with whatever they make off that show, that's how they bring out their guests and casting directors coming together, creating their own opportunities beside the ones that I give them.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It
is. Now, a question for you. I have a friend, for example, who owns a studio, and mm-hmm. she brings in only A-list casting directors.
Mm-hmm.
And she spends a lot of money having them come in. Do you have to pay your casting directors to come in, or do they volunteer to
come
in?
I'm assuming an A-list casting director would be maybe someone who casts a major show or casts a major movie.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
talking about? Well, she only has people on that are currently doing network television, or feature film.
Yes. I think for the most part, I actually submit people for roles too, so I know what
mm-hmm.
casting directors are actually working.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure these casting directors that I do bring down, they are active and they're working on good projects. Some come down for free. They're
mm-hmm.
happy to come down. But I always feel like, you know, we're all artists, even casting directors. I think that's an art in itself, casting. So I'll compensate them I offer a compensation to them sometimes to,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to show appreciation for their knowledge and coming out of their way to see us.
Right.
And some of them, some of them, they'll take the compensation. Some of them come out for free.
Mm.
But to me, I feel like everyone, we're all entertainers. So
mm-hmm.
we all want to eventually get paid for what we do. It's
right.
a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Exactly. And who are some of the stars that you've had come do the Q&As?
We had Sarah, when Seventh Heaven was out, we had Sarah Thompson. She was a regular on there.
Mm-hmm.
She came out and did a Q&A about just working as an actress
mm-hmm.
in a show, a episodic show that came out every week. We had Max Cash come out. He did a Red Eye. He also did Holes, a Disney flick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a few other movies, Waiting. And he does more movies. That old movie Selena that was with Jennifer
mm-hmm.
Lopez.
Yes.
We had one of the actresses come out. Jackie Guerrera, she played Selena's sister in that movie,
uh-huh.
and she talked about how she got the role and working with everyone and just sharing the knowledge and love. And
that's very nice. And I like how you incorporate the business aspect, because that is so important. A lot of people who want to get in the entertainment business, they want to be stars. Now, there's a lot of reasons you want to be in the entertainment business. One, I think, is a lot of people choose it because they want to be celebrities, stars. They want to make a lot of money. They want to be well-known, blah, blah. And that's fine, but you got to think that there is a business aspect to it.
It is.
And if you don't have any clue what you're doing in business, if you do make it to be an A-list actor, you're going to get ripped off, as so many have.
Yes.
Now, what do you personally teach the business classes, or do you have someone else teach them?
As teaching the business part of it, I myself, beside doing the entertainment thing,
mm-hmm.
I am a businessman also.
Mm-hmm.
So I do incorporate that with my classes. I do teach them about the business, how to fill out the contracts when the contracts come through,
mm-hmm.
What to do, what not to do. You know, I always encourage them too when they first get their first roles, don't go out and spend the money you made.
Right.
Put some away and work on the future, because you don't know when that next job would come. That job might come right away, or it might be a few months.
Right.
So some of them make the mistake of, not with my people that I work with, but we've seen these actors sometimes they'll book two big jobs and then they just spend all this money that they made. And it's not a good thing to do. So I do teach them about those kind of things, being responsible. Because again, when I was doing my thing, that's what I would do. And I think
mm-hmm.
that's why I was able to stay in the business mm-hmm. because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that myself. I handle that with the business part of it.
Yeah, that is so true. That's a great point he brought up. A lot of times the actor is so excited about getting the first part and they get a huge check and they just go out and they blow it on everything. They go out and buy a pair of Gucci shoes, is that possible, or Gucci purse, or something Gucci, but they just go out and buy it, and then next thing you know, they're broke eating peanut butter and jelly again. So, mm-hmm. you know, what else, what other tips can you give people in the business realm for these beginning actors?
I think it's very important that, I think some actors, you have to realize that, you know, this business, you have to put time, and sometimes you do have to put money into this, too, because yeah. it's... You have to put your best foot forward. So I think when it comes to whatever headshots you do, you know, don't be cheap about them. Get some really good shots because mm-hmm. that represents you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I do feel training's very important. It makes a big difference when you're in that auditioning room and making your rounds. And that's really important. Those things are, again, very
yeah,
important.
A lot of actors because they don't have a lot of money, they don't want to invest a lot of money. And what do you feel are some of the things you definitely need to invest in? Obviously, headshots. What about the actor who says, well, I'm a natural actor. I don't really need any training. Or I don't like to do sense memory. What is your thought on that?
You know, I really feel that, like, being a natural actor, I mean, you may come in with some skills, but hey, you may really be lacking in the business part of it. How you come into mm-hmm. the room, you might be able to do a scene very well, but how you come into the room can make a big difference. Sometimes mm-hmm. you come in the room wrong; they're not filling you; they pass on you. So a lot of actors don't realize that this is a business too, beside an art. And when I think for most actors, they need to see that part of it. This is a business also, and when they can understand that part of it and learn what they need to learn, they can present themselves better. Like I tell people in this business, there's really not too much luck in that. Mm-hmm. Your luck in this business when your opportunity comes together and your training come together. Mm-hmm. Opportunity is when your agency gives you an opportunity to perform
mm-hmm.
or get an audition and you're on top of your training and your craft. You go in there, that's going to create some luck for you. Someone knocking on your door and saying, hey, we want to hire you for this movie. You look great. You look like a superstar. That's not true.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And what other business tips do you feel that young actors just starting out should know? I mean, that was such a great one you said about the contracts. But, you know, with them just starting out, they may not be getting a contract yet. What about the actors who are just maybe getting the parts, maybe a small SAG? What about people who are doing like SAG extra roles? They're just going to get like, you know, what advice for them? They're just doing the extras. They want to get the other roles. How can they move up from doing the extra stuff?
You know how I really feel that when you do extra work, that's an art too.
Mm-hmm.
You're an actor too.
Absolutely.
So I do. I think a lot of people, it's a good way to start out to see if you even like the business. Go do some extra work. Be around it. See what you think.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to compete for those principal roles, agencies, managers like actors who are doing things, who are training somewhere, who are, if you're not training, you're in plays, you're active, because you're going up for better money, you're going up for better roles. So I think someone who's new to the game and wants to go audition for major roles, then they're going to have to really become a more skilled performer, because
right.
you're going to have to really sharpen your tools, because again, you're going to showcase that for agencies and you want them to represent you and put you in front of these big people. The only way they're going to do it is they feel confident and comfortable with you, how you come in and everything. So these actors that are doing extra work, yes, some of them, they do need to jump into some classes somewhere and learn all they can about performing and business.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times I find that actors, they're so excited about getting in front of the casting director and auditioning for the big role, but they don't have the skills behind them. Tell them how important it is to wait until you feel that you're ready to go. Because if you go too soon mm-hmm. and you get in front of, say, someone from Lieberman Patton or one of the big agencies, and you actually are in front of that person and you do not have the skills, what's going to happen?
Well, they're going to tell right away, right when you come in and right when they start reading you where you're at. They can they size you up really quick. They mm-hmm. can. They've been doing it for a long time. What's going to happen is they're going to label you someone that's not quite ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be lucky if they do tell you that, because a lot of times they're not in the business to tell you this. They'll just pass, write a note down, a mental note rather, or write a note saying this person's not quite ready.
And
so
you jeopardize your chances for getting in front of them again.
You do.
It really is not a good idea. I know you want to get in front of the top casting directors because you think, oh my God, that's, if I could just get in front of them, oh, I know I could do it. But you don't know. A lot of people are, I don't want to say delusional, but but they really think they're a lot better than they are.
Yeah.
So you really need to have a lot of people evaluate you. And unfortunately, not everybody's going to give you true feedback. Not everybody's, you know, real East Coast like I am, but
let me keep it real.
Let's keep it real, yo. But you know, out here, unfortunately, when you do something, they're like, oh my God, oh, you did so great. Oh my God, that was so good. And then behind your back, they're like, oh, hell no, she did not do that. Oh, that was horrible. So you really have to learn to be intuitive and read people's faces and eyes and know when they're lying like a sack of shit behind your back. You can ask for their opinion, but you really need to know. And I think deep down, everybody knows when they do a good audition.
Yes.
And they know when they do a good part. So don't rely too much, I think, right, Tommy, on other people's saying, yes, you did a great job, and then you think you're ready to go in front of a top casting director, and you're not. Because people, who's going to tell you, oh, you suck and you're the friend?
Right.
They're not going to do it. You know, only good friends like me would.
You know, and that's why it's very important to, like I tell, actually, from Inland Empire to Los Angeles, I used to represent a pretty big amount of LA actors, and one of my requirements was that you better be in a class in LA or in a play, always doing something if you want me to help you out, because, you know, that's really what you need to do.
Yeah.
Actors too. I think someone new to the game too that's starting out. I think a mistake that I've seen that they make too. They'll get a headshot done that doesn't look like them.
Yes.
And that you want to get a casting director bothered. You want to get an agent, a manager bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they might not say too much to you, but they're bothered inside because you wasted the time. You give them a shot where you look like you're 20 years old, and you come in and you're like 39.
It's true.
You know, and that's what I try to tell actors. It's not about glamming yourself up. Be who you are, because if you look like your shot and you come in and the shot looks like you, they love you already.
Yeah.
But if they notice that you don't want to ever look, you don't want your shot to ever look better than you.
No.
Yeah.
Because.
No.
And that's why I tell them, be more natural. Right. Don't go get everything digitized and take out all the wrinkles.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Tommy is so right. I have a friend. I'm not going to mention her name.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Girlfriend was going out on the auditions, taking these headshots of her from 1981. And she's like, well, I have this, but I know it doesn't look too much like me, but you know, I think it kind of looks a little like me, don't you think? And she was actually taking these to the casting director, asking, you know, from, and she has on this total 1981 gear with the headband and the hair 14 inches high, and she would go to the audition. And the thing was, now let me tell you how freaky this is. There was no reason for her to do this, because this is a woman who grew up married to someone who is a celebrity.
What?
And I cannot even tell you, but they will do it. Tommy, am I right? And she knew better. I mean, she is friends with all the stars, and she would do that. And it was because I think there was some, you know, she couldn't accept that she was now going to be 45 years old. Mm-hmm. And she was a beautiful, you know, beautiful girl when she was young. And she's still holding on to that. And there are people that want to take those headshots. So, and, but no, Tommy is so right. You gotta look like you do. If you look like an old sea hag, then let it go.
There's some sea hag rolls out there, let me tell you. I see
rolls for everybody out there.
That's right. You know, if you're a sea hag, they need a sea hag, for God's sakes.
You know, like, like I tell actors, and what I like about the entertainment business now, it has changed a lot, because now really there's roles for everyone, whatever age, whatever size, whatever ethnicity. So, like I tell people, it doesn't matter how you look. There's roles for you.
Right.
What you really need to work on is being a great actor, good actor.
Right.
But there's look at our example of Paulette Horton. Paulette Horton was doing the Hollywood thing in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
She got out, got married, raised some kids, was out for like almost 20 years, still loved acting, got back into it in her other years, And she's making her rounds in Hollywood. She's auditioned for some major shows, commercials, and now she booked a major film.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. So you're an artist. She's an actress. It doesn't matter that she's not 20 anymore,
right.
You know? She's, you know,
Tommy, that is so great that you brought that point up, because there is a place for everyone.
Yes, yes.
Now, I'm a little bit chunky. I'd say chunky times 10. And I just booked a Budweiser commercial for the Super Bowl.
You know?
Nice.
There we go. There we go.
Nice.
No, because they needed my look. I'm what's called a specialty actress. And when they need large women, I get the call. Everybody has a look. So be happy and comfortable with your look.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's what some actors have a problem with. And, you know,
yeah.
Like that. Again, maybe they're...
Because they want to be print. They want to look like, you know, the principal actors. Mm-hmm. They want to look like the soap opera stars.
Yes, and not everyone can. Yeah. Not everyone can look that way.
No, and if you don't, get real. And just, there is a part for you. Focus more on, as I say it every week, find your brand. It's very important
that you find your brand. It's funny that we're talking about this, because one of the things I do in one of our classes is that I'll give a handout out, and I have each actor stand up there by themselves,
mm-hmm.
and everyone will look at them and see what kind of roles they think they can play.
Excellent.
What age range they think they are. They also will go over, like, what qualities they like about them. Just by, it can be appearance, it can
right.
be the smile, it can be personality.
Right.
And it gives the actor a better understanding of how people see them.
Right.
So maybe in their head they're thinking, I'm a supermodel,
right?
Type, leading person, like a major soap opera actor.
Yeah,
and then they can get a reality on what
mm-hmm.
they
how can
other
get a serious
them.
Reality check. That is excellent.
So
I love that. And you know what? Tommy just brought up a great point. You don't have to be in a class to do that. Why don't you make up a form and
mm-hmm.
give it to your fellow friends and actors, if you are in a class somewhere else, and have them do that. That is such a great idea, because sometimes you think you look like Marilyn Monroe, but honey, it's not happening. You do not look like Marilyn.
Uh-huh.
You look like a broke down, you know, waitress. And you know what? They need it. You can be tore up from the floor up. There's
mm-hmm.
a role for you.
That's
am
right.
I
right? You're
toe
right
up
that.
From the floor.
I've seen the roles.
Right.
I've seen the roles. So they're there.
I mean, I got roles cascading all over the place. I got little jelly rolls all over. And they want my ass for roles. I've been in
mm-hmm.
plenty of things. So there is a role for you. Yes. Don't be down on yourself. You have a look. You need to get the talent. The look is already there. You're halfway done because you already got the look. Just go
mm-hmm.
out and get the talent and take classes. And Tommy is so right. You do have to be active. You have to. As soon as a casting director, okay, is looking for a role, you might physically look like the part. What they're going to do is they're going to flip it over, and the first thing their eye goes to is the training, first of all. That is the first thing they look at. I have asked maybe, 35, 50 casting directors, and they say, look first, then they go to the acting and see what you're in, then they start looking at the credits. But it's look, training, and then credits, because that's what they want to know, what you can handle. So,
yes.
Tommy, that's a great idea. I love that. That's fantastic. May I use that to teach people in the future and say, Tommy said.
Yes, you may.
Tommy said that you have to. Great ideas. I would never have thought of that, because a lot of people, as singers, a lot of times singers think that they have a certain voice, but they think they can sing rock and roll, but actually they should be in the Mormon Tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
A lot of singers, you can't do. And don't think you're an actor who can play every single role
mm-hmm.
out there. I can
right.
be, you know, I can be in a gangster movie, and I can be in a romance. And very few actors can do that. You find your brand and then do the best job ever. Like
mm-hmm.
Robert De Niro. Johnny and I were just talking about Robert De Niro earlier.
Yes.
I mean, I can't see Robert De Niro. I mean, I'm sure he could do it, but I can't see him being like a soap opera star. I cannot see that.
Yeah,
you know, I
yeah.
see him doing the best job as Robert De Niro.
Absolutely.
And that's his brand. You know, Tommy,
yeah.
am I right?
Yes.
Find your brand. So, but, you know, don't limit yourself, but be realistic into what you're
doing. I think what actors need to find is that little exercise I said to maybe do, it would give them an idea, because
yeah.
casting's always going to, although you may say, I'm a brilliant actor, I can do everything.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm sure a lot of actors can perform different roles. But casting,
mm-hmm.
they're always going to look at you at certain roles based on your look and your style, right, and how you take your headshot. Mm-hmm. And if you are a very skilled actor, sometimes they will give you a shot to go perform an audition for a totally different role.
Right.
And if the skills are there, hey, they'll give it to you. But you have to understand, as actors, yes, a lot of us can do everything. We feel we could. We're great actors. We can do it all. I'm training. I can do the comedy. Mm-hmm. I can do the dramatic stuff. But casting's still going to see you a certain way at the beginning. And it's okay to get your foot in that door with that. And then you can branch out and start doing other things. Yes. One thing about Paulette, she goes up for different roles. But, hey, they like to call her for the maid.
The Latina maid. Yeah.
But you know
so
what?
Don't be bummed out about that.
And you know
that.
What I told her? Because she's like, oh, I have another audition. Yes, and this one's a maid. And then and she booked it. This is for a major movie. She plays the maid mm-hmm. in this.
And what's the movie again? What is it called? We want to bring
a
that up
single
again.
Man.
A single man.
And
Julianne Moore.
Like I told her, I said, hey, you're going to go on some more maid auditions too.
Right. Hey, whatever. At least you're getting paid yes. and it's yeah. in a major movie right. and it's a speaking part, yes. obviously.
Yes.
And
I tell all of them, I said, they appreciate everything you get. I mean, if it's playing the maid, that's a beautiful thing. If you're playing a doctor, that's a beautiful thing. They're all beautiful performances, and that's an opportunity, yeah. and that's an opportunity to perform.
Yeah, and then you're lucky. I mean, think about how many people you beat out for that role. So.
Yes. Yeah. I'll do the maid if they want me to. I don't mind putting on the wig.
Scrub it up. Give me the brush. Scrub it up. Now, I want to hear from, we're going to take it away from Mr. Tommy for a second, because I want to hear, like, he can't reach out and hit them with a water bottle if they say anything bad before. I want to hear what it's like to, no, you put that back on, honey. You're going to be talking again. But I want to hear from Tommy and Abby about how long have you been going to the studio? Let's start with Johnny, and then I want to find out what you think of Mr. Tommy's overall academy.
Oh.
School. Is it school, academy? How do you work?
School.
School. How do you like going to in-the-moment acting studio?
I can honestly say it is the highlight of my week. I mean, it's such a great opportunity when we go there because, you know, we're around people who support each other, you know? Nobody puts each other down, you know? We all appreciate the art and we all appreciate, you know, what you got to do to get there. And mm-hmm. we just, you know, we're always there for each other. We always root each other on before we go out on auditions. And yeah.
Good. What classes are you in? You're a beginning actor, correct?
I've been doing it for a few months now,
okay.
yes.
Okay.
But
what classes do you take?
I am in the Sunday class.
Okay.
The what adult class.
Yes.
What happens at the Sunday class?
Well, we work on monologues. Uh-huh. We sometimes, you know, we can get it from the internet. Some actors like to buy our own books. Me personally, I like to write my own monologues mm-hmm. because me, like as you were saying earlier, you know, like each of us have our own specific thing that we're good at. And me, I love playing. I'm obviously good at playing the psychotic killer role.
Good to know.
Yeah, because like I know I auditioned for the Children of the Corn remake, and when I got a callback on that was my first callback
wow.
that I ever got. So.
Oh, and you're just a beginning actor. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yes. There are people who have been acting for decades who don't get callbacks. So, you know, I don't know what they're doing. But so Tommy doesn't give assigned pieces. He lets you bring in whatever you want?
Well, as far as monologues are concerned, yes. But there are mm-hmm. times where he will, like, get a certain scene and ask us to work together. Like, let's say there's a boy named Jeff and mm-hmm. Jill, and you know mm-hmm. he'll assign one boy. He'll say, "Okay, you play Jeff and you play Jill," and he'll mix us together. And you know he doesn't like to put us together like all the time because we got to learn to work with different
right,
people.
Exactly. And, right. Now, does he force you to do the exercises, the sense memory exercises? Do you have to be a dog, a twig, the wind?
Yes.
I hate those. And what does he make you have to do? What have you been?
Well. We've been different things. Like one time I had to be a gay guy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm a lot of people in that class tell me I'm good at that too. I mean, I'm not, I'm not like that, but I'm an actor, you know, I'm an actor. So.
And Abby, you, what's going on with you, Abby Erebor?
Well,
what
I'm just making my rounds down Hollywood, going audition after audition, trying to work on my craft, like Tommy says, you know, although I'm not going out on auditions, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm working on my craft, and I'm making mm-hmm. sure I'm always, always prepared for the next opportunity.
That's true.
It's very important.
Now, didn't you just audition for something? Would you
for
audition
iCarly,
for?
Yeah, Nickelodeon's iCarly.
And that how was
very,
that?
That was a very good audition. Very exciting.
Take us through that. What happened when you, where did you go? What did
okay,
you...
so it was in L.A. Mm-hmm. I got there early.
Very of course you are. I'm telling you, Abby Erebor does not tolerate lateness or absenteeism.
Make sure you're on
she's
top of it.
She's very professional. Yes. I must admit she's
thank
very professional.
Thank you. Being early is being on time. So mm-hmm. I'm there early. I'm going over my lines by myself. And once I get called in, I go in there with confidence. And I, you know, ask questions if I need to ask any questions.
Did you go to Nickelodeon on Sunset?
Yes, Nickelodeon on Sunset. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah. Went in there and I read my lines. It was nice, short, and sweet, and I did a great job. Felt really good about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, was this recently or?
Yeah, it was recently. It was probably like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope that you get that. If yes. not, on to the next one.
Absolutely.
Now,
yes.
what? Now, how do you like his classes? What do you have to say?
I love his class. I really do. Like, going to the class is like another family. You know, mm-hmm. we all go there. The one thing that he always preaches on us is to make sure that you love what you're doing. And we all love acting. We mm-hmm. all love the art of it. Mm-hmm. And when we all go up there and perform, you can see through it. You know, mm. that's the one thing. I absolutely love it.
Now, he said that they often do productions there.
Yeah.
Is there a full-out casting? I mean, does he cast or does he actually make you audition and then whoever gets the best role?
Actually, he actually pulls the scripts from us mm-hmm. and sometimes we'll have like a director. Like the last show we did, we had Paulette was the director mm-hmm. of it. It was called Teen Angel. And so she kind of just assigned certain people to certain characters.
So it's sort of like film school where
absolutely.
You all take turns
yeah.
and do different roles
and we all
like
show
director.
Our, yeah.
And is there a producer or is he always the producer? He likes to be the producer.
he's always behind it. He's
like, I own the studio and I will be the producer every time.
No, one thing that he allows us to do is we get to put our hands on different things. Uh-huh. You know, not only do we learn about being a producer, being an actor, being director, we also get to put our feet into it and experience it.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
You're getting the whole package at that studio.
We are.
Because
we
usually
are.
When definitely. You go to the acting classes, you're just focusing on mostly scene study,
yes.
audition technique,
yes.
and you don't
here,
get all
it's
of that.
Everything. It's everything.
And I mean, come on, for $75, I mean, that man is being generous.
Very generous.
You know,
yes.
he's doing this obviously because he loves it, because you're not going to get rich off of $75 a person, so he
that's
obviously
true.
Does it for the love.
Yes.
Tommy, you're feeling the love. You're giving the love.
We love Tommy.
Be careful. He might raise the prices.
Oh, no! I think he's actually running some ideas right now. He's like,
uh-oh.
You know what? Priscilla's right.
She got a point there.
For the new year, it's now $175.
No. If you don't like it, take it up with Priscilla.
That's right. But that no. is, that, you know, how many students... Actually, you're in the school, Tommy. How old
I think we have, maybe 42 between all
that's
the classes.
Good. So it's not yeah. too big. Yeah. You
not
don't want to overload it.
Right.
Yes, you know, when they get to a certain amount in each class, we'll cut it off because we don't, if there's too many, then
yeah.
people don't learn. So we only allow a certain amount in each class, and when we fill that capacity, we close the class off until someone drops or something, or someone takes a break.
Yeah, how do you work that? Is it an ongoing situation where anybody can come in at any time, or do you have classes stopping and starting?
It's actually an ongoing thing, and like I said, and like I tell people, some actors will come in, and they're not even doing the Hollywood thing. They just want to learn more about acting, so they'll come in, and they'll work with some actors that are seasoned, that are out there making their rounds, that are doing their parts, because they all work together.
That's good.
And I actually work with them individually. They're in a class, but I'll find the things they need work on, and I'll assign them a certain assignment where they need to work on. Some may need work on the comedy aspect. Some may need work on the dramatic aspect.
Mm.
So whatever it is, based on them, I'll help them with that.
That is nice.
And one
so
thing,
you focus on comedy too. You got like a little comedy improv class going on.
We
there?
Do. We do.
No
we do
way.
A lot of improv.
We do things beyond
that
the.
Is so awesome.
We do some crazy things in there.
Well,
you know,
what
Hollywood.
Else do you do? I want to hear about the crazy. What crazy things do you have them doing, Tommy?
We do a lot of different types. I have so many different improv games we do, because like I tell them, when you go to a lot of auditions, a lot of them are improv, especially
yeah,
commercials.
Absolutely.
So you need to be really comfortable with that, and because some actors don't, they'll be good with the scenes, but then
mm-hmm.
when they get thrown on improv, they're like,
right.
"What am I going to do?" They freeze,
right.
they mess up. So,
yes.
believe me, a lot of auditions are improv, so they're prepared for everything. And I think one thing is, Like even with Johnny here, I wouldn't say he's totally new to the game because he's been training on his craft. Where like when he's out there auditioning, he's a professional actor. I mean, they take him serious. He's had these callbacks and they've been seeing him for big roles. So like I tell my talent, well, after a few months, if I see you're doing good and you know, you're very dedicated and you're studious, you're doing your assignments, then I'll consider shopping you. But I don't offer it to everyone. I can admit, if you're not doing your part, I'm not gonna go up and bat for you. I won't do it because you make me look bad.
Right.
You have to make me look good. And one thing I do tell the actors, whether you land big movies like Mario Roscoe, one of our actors, he's done some major movies. Shows.
Yeah, what are some of the stuff he's done? I know he's done.
He's
some
there's a movie coming out in 2009 called Days of Wrath. It stars Wilmer Valderrama, has Lawrence Fishburne in it. What are some of the other actors that we have in that movie?
Tay Diggs.
And Corrupted. And one thing, Mario, he's in the class with everyone else. Like I said, I don't care if you did major movies, you're still going to come to class and train.
Isn't that nice?
One thing about him, and I really appreciated this, is that he really appreciates opportunities. Because when he had the red carpet event, he took his whole class.
We're like a family.
He told them they're all going to go.
What red carpet event was this?
It was like a semi premiere for the Days of Wrath.
Oh, okay.
Really nice event. The press was there, took the pictures, interviews.
Very nice.
Some of the stars were there, and we all got to talk with some of the stars in the movies, and it's a learning experience for all of them. I tell them it's like family. Stay together, work together, help each other out. Support each other in that way and share the love like Mario did. He took everybody out there with him and it was really a beautiful thing.
That really was. I mean, not many people do that. I mean, they go to the acting classes and then they're like, I'm out of here, baby. I'm
you
on
do
the
your
swing.
Thing, I'm gonna do mine.
See ya! Wouldn't want to be in the beginning acting class. I'm hanging out with celebs. Oh my God. So anything else? We got about 5 minutes. And is there anything that you guys want to say? Johnny, any tips? Now, I want to know about these, you know, just starting out, you two.
Yes.
Not starting out like yesterday, but novice actor, shall we say. What do you feel have been your trials and tribulations going out on auditions? What do you find is something that's kind of hard, but you found a way to get over the obstacle of it?
Well, for me personally, I feel that you got to just love what you do. You got to love acting. I mean, whether if you're in this business just to become a celebrity, I mean, you're not going to get very far. You got to just love acting. And me personally, I love when I get to go to different auditions. And the one thing I should tell you is that always take at least 2 or more headshots. Don't just go in there and just take one with you and, you know, have it in a nice like folder just to, you know, because it's a business because, you know, your resume's there and whenever you audition apply for a regular job, you're going to have your resume inside a folder. And yeah, those are some of the tips that I would give you. And also another one is that always, like, let's say you're auditioning for me. Like, I get called for football jocks sometimes and I wear a football jersey. And so I always go dressed as the part. Also go dressed as the part. That's a good one. And let's say in that scene you're gonna never take fake weapons in there with you.
Anything. That's true.
Never take that because that will they're not gonna like you very much.
Yeah, they will tackle your ass.
They're
gonna
label you a nut.
Abby, what about you?
The one thing that I want to tell people is to always work on your craft. Work on every day. Do something, whether it's a dialect, whether it's a monologue, whether it's a scene study. Work on your craft. The more you work on it, the more you'll grow and you'll get better at it, you know? And also, when you go out on auditions, also have a monologue memorized.
That's true.
That's very important.
A comedy and
a drama.
A comedy and a tragedy, or a comedy and a drama.
Yes, at least. You want to make sure you have that because you don't want to go to an audition and they ask you for a monologue and you're stuck like, uh-oh.
Yeah, and sometimes they just didn't get the scripts back and they're like, well, just do something for me.
Exactly.
So you better be prepared.
Yes,
and it's something you just brought up I wanted to ask. Now, Tommy does everything in this class, but let me ask, I think I'm going to trip him up on this one.
Okay.
There's no way that Tommy teaches dialects.
We do teach dialects.
Damn, he does everything. That's it. He is the 24-hour nonstop show. shop. He even does dialect. Yeah. Now, that's the complete class there. Because, come on. That you usually have to go to a whole separate person
exactly,
for that.
Exactly, yes. This is all in one. Man, everything's in one.
That is awesome. Tommy, raise the prices, dude.
No. We're fine.
I mean, this class, for what? No, seriously, for what this man is offering, I mean, you would have to pay separately for each one of these things, each one of these classes. You would have to pay a fortune. We're talking minimum $250 and up, $250 a month and up for this. So you are going to get a huge bargain. I would recommend everybody go to In the Moment Acting Studio. I mean, I may be taking my little fat ass out there too, because this is a damn good bargain. So, and it sounds like everybody's really happy. I've had great experiences with the actors there that I've met. And Tommy is just pumping it out. I think he's got some stars on the horizon, like huge,
yes, I do.
Yeah. Huge stars. So go to his website, inthemomentactingstudio.net. Oh, itmactingstudio.net. If you have any questions, email me. We're out of time. On the count of three, we want everybody to say, what are we, Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas,
happy
or
holidays.
See ya. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Oh, that's right. Okay, on a one and a two and a one, two, three, four.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for listening to Question Thank Reality.
The Horror Channel is your home for the best in horror entertainment, news, culture, lifestyle, and best of all, frights. We are available on Verizon Fios Cable Television. Go to channel 900, free on demand, and select Pop Culture. Scroll down and you'll find The Horror Channel. So be sure to visit horrorchannel.com for all of our latest programming.